BBC News with Ian Durden. Voting for the next president of FIFA takes place in Zurich today as the world governing body of football reels from its latest corruption scandal. The four-term incumbent, Sepp Blatter, is facing a strong challenge from Jordan's Prince Ali. Richard Conway reports.
This vote has taken on a new significance following Thursday's dawn raids by police, which saw seven FIFA officials arrested over bribery and corruption claims. FIFA is in the midst of the worst crisis in its long history, with even its president, Sepp Blatter, admitting these are unprecedented and difficult times for the governing body. His election rival is Prince Ali of Jordan, who is backed by European football associations. But Mr. Blatter will not leave FIFA without a fight, and insists he cannot be held responsible for the alleged criminal actions of others.
Officials from more than a dozen countries and international agencies are holding emergency talks in Thailand on the migrant crisis in Southeast Asia. The majority of the migrants are Rohingya Muslims fleeing persecution in Myanmar. But as Stone official reports from Myanmar, not much is expected to change for them.
No one is expecting there to be any flexibility in terms of how the status of Rohingya Muslims here in Myanmar. The Burmese government are very firm that they believe the problem is not about the way the Rohingya are treated here, but it's the trafficking networks which they see as being primarily based in Thailand and Malaysia, and that the solution to this problem is not here on Burmese soil in terms of treating the Rohingya better, but it's in fact cracking down on those trafficking networks.
The man who won the Nigerian elections in March, Muhammadu Buhari, is being sworn in as the country's new president today. Mr. Buhari, a former military ruler, takes over from Goodluck Jonathan, who has urged him to unite the country in the face of the threat from Boko Haram militants. Will Ross looks ahead to Mr. Buhari's swearing in.
At a parade ground in Abuja, Eagle Square, where the handover of power is to take place, a drummer and his band are busy rehearsing for the ceremony. When he takes office, Muhammadu Buhari will have a tough to-do list, including tackling a jihadist insurgency and fighting corruption. But how he stays in touch with the real world outside State Lodge, and how he handles the politicians who are supposedly his allies, will test him in the months ahead, after the celebrations have died down.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron is visiting Berlin and Warsaw, trying to secure support for his proposed EU reforms. At a working lunch with Chancellor Merkel in Berlin, his message will be that the status quo in the EU is not acceptable. Mr. Cameron's talks are being seen as crucial if he is to achieve a meaningful reform ahead of a planned British referendum. This is the BBC News. Two car bomb explosions, which appear to have been coordinated, have targeted high-profile hotels in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Police and doctors in Baghdad say at least 10 people were killed and dozens injured in the explosions just before midnight. The blasts went off near the Babylon and Ishtar hotels. Both have recently been renovated. Syrian activists say a rebel coalition led by the Al-Nusra Front, a group affiliated to Al-Qaeda, has seized the last town still held by government forces in the northwestern Syrian province of Idlib. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the coalition captured Ariha after fierce clashes with government troops and Hezbollah forces. Police in Australia say at least a dozen young women from the country's second biggest city, Melbourne, have tried to join the group Islamic State. John Donaldson reports from Sydney.
Police say all the Australian women were recruited through social media. At least five have managed to actually make it to Syria or Iraq to join Islamic State. Another four made it as far as Turkey before being turned back by the authorities. Police say the women are aged between 18 and 29 and all are from Melbourne. Officers say some had travelled hoping to get married to Islamic State fighters. Intelligence officials here estimate there are around 100 Australian citizens fighting with extremist groups. This week, the government announced plans to cancel the citizenship of Australians who hold dual nationality if they support such organisations.
A Canadian man accused by Russia of being a Nazi war criminal has died. A lawyer for Vladimir Kachryuk said his 93-year-old client died last week. Mr. Kachryuk was said to have been a soldier in a Ukrainian unit of the German SS in 1943, which killed civilians in what is now Belarus. Russia charged him with genocide earlier this month. Mr. Kachryuk always maintained his innocence. BBC.
更多内容请关注可可英语 可可net.com。